Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Good afternoon, radio friends. We've got some folks from our church getting ready to sing I Know a Man Who Can. Then we're going to be going to part three of the message where we're speaking on commandment number three, thou shalt not take the Lord thy God's name in vain.
Take a heart that's broken and make it over again, but I know a man who can, and I can take a soul that's sin sick and make it white as the snow.
Number seven, thou shalt what? Not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Notice the warning. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. There is a great warning if we take the Lord's name in vain. Notice that this verse plainly says, will not hold him guiltless. I know that we live in the South and we tend to use phrases like, Lordy, Lordy, so-and-so's 40, right? We mean no disrespect to God, but that's how we say things. But yet it's disrespectful to God. We're using it in a context that's not referring to God. So, y'all understand what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm trying to demonstrate and point out the fact that we are doing it and we're not even conscious of it. We'll use words like, good Lord, that's one of mine. Or, good God, man. Those are words. Look here, those you say, preacher, now we say, that's just Southern talk. Now, what you're doing is giving an excuse for taking the Lord God's name in vain. I'm trying to instruct you. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help myself to realize that sometimes the way that I use God's name is not always connected to His holiness. What we're saying is we're using it in a context to fill a spot where we don't know what to say. Can I tell you this? The Bible said to learn to be silent. We need to be careful in how that we say things. Y'all know their slogans. Y'all know the slogans that are out there in the world. Y'all hear them every day. But here's the thing. You can't hear a message like this and not start listening for it. Amen. Listen, when I said that section right there, I knew that that was one of my weaknesses, that I was doing it too. You're probably saying things that you don't realize that you're saying. The Bible says the Lord will not hold him guiltless. One writer said this. He said, taking the Lord's name in vain is using the Lord's name or any useless purpose at any time, for any useless purpose, excuse me, at any time, including in the warning of Matthew chapter number 5, verse 34, where we see that we're not to even use such terms as heavenly, as heaven, disrespectfully. So not just the name of the Lord, but also the God of heaven. If we speak of heaven inappropriately, that's also devastating and disrespectful to the things of God. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Matthew chapter 5, verse 34 says, but I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. He's saying, don't do that. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, Jesus said this. He said, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. God is keeping a record, friend. That ought to scare us to death. Can you imagine? Now just think about this for just a moment. This morning I come home from Tennessee and I come through the gorge, and every time that I cross the speed limit, if there was an account written every time that I sped from Tennessee to North Carolina, and I got a list of the accounts today, it'd be so much that we couldn't afford to pay it. But what if it was every day of my life since I got my driver's license? Every day that I had broke just the simple thing of the speed limit, can you imagine the account, the extents of how much that I'd have to pay? I want to ask you this morning, how many days, how many weeks, how many hours, how many moments are you saying things inappropriately about God? Maybe in your subconscious you may not have recognize that you're doing it, but it doesn't escape the fact that God is keeping an account. There is a judgment coming. We're going to stand before God and we're going to give an account. One of the supreme accounts that you're going to give one of these days, and when you stand before God, when you stand before the Lord, one of these days you're going to give an account, and that account's going to be like this. Number one, He's going to find out whether or not you're saved or whether or not you're lost. Whether or not you've been born again or whether or not you've rejected the Holy Ghost and said no to salvation, you're going to stand before God in the judgment. The kings of the earth are not going to get away with what they're doing. They're going to stand before God one of these days in the judgment. And all of these things are being kept into an account. God sees them clearly. I like what one gospel writer said here. He said that God will judge those who take His name in vain. The word guiltless comes from a verb meaning to be empty, clean, or pure. And when God holds you guiltless, you have a clean record or an empty slate. There is an irony here. Those who empty God's name of honor and meaning will not have their slates emptied or be cleaned of their sin. This is a sin that God will not acquit or leave unpunished. Notice it is the Lord who will judge you in this matter. Men may choose to excuse each other on this matter, but God will not hold the person guiltless who misuses His name. But friends, we have all broken the third commandment, and we are all deserving of God's just punishment. But thank God once again for Jesus Christ, who came to be our Savior. He died to take the punishment of your sin and my sin, that you and I would not have to. Once we have broken God's commandments, there are only two choices. Either you'll pay the punishment for your sin, or you'll place your trust in Jesus, who died to take the punishment for you. Hey, God's offering this morning. He's offering forgiveness today for your sins through the blood of Jesus Christ. I want to ask you, will you come? Are you going to be one of those that say, I don't need your forgiveness, I curse your name? Or are you going to be somebody that says, yes, Lord, those are some things that I'm guilty of? I want to say this morning that every single one of us, something, you may be saved this morning. You may be lost, and you know that you're lost, and you need Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. But you may be somebody here that's this morning, and you've been slowly slacking. You've been slowly drifting away from the things of God, and it just takes a little bit by a little bit by a little bit for you to lose your intensity. And it's not long before you start slipping out. It's not long before your church attendance slides. It's not long until your Bible reading goes by the wayside and your prayer life ceases. And it's not long until you stand back and you're looking in the shadows and you're going to yourself, how did I get here? Day by day, moment by moment, Satan has been formulating your mind to bring you to that place. You know what you're missing? You're missing victory. The Bible says, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for labor is not in vain. God sees what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Amen. I've had people come up to me and say this. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have spoke that in front of you. Have you ever had that happen to you? It's happened to me, and they'll come up and they'll say, I'm so sorry for saying that. I shouldn't have cursed in front of you. I shouldn't have used God's name. I'm sorry for. And I say this, look, I forgive you, but don't stop here. Does that make sense? I forgive you of what you've said, but don't stop here. Go ask God to forgive you as well. How many times people will be respectful of the preacher, but disrespectful to God? Really, it's not about that. It's a heart problem. Have you misused God's name? Have you made idle vows by saying things like, I swear to God? You know, when we go to court and they ask us to lay our hand on the Bible, do you solemnly swear, taking the name of the Lord thy God in vain? Remember what Jesus said here. He said in Matthew 5:37, but let your conversation be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh to evil. Simply put, let your yes be yes and your no be no. In other words, you need to live your life in such a way of total honesty that your word is always trusted. The more a person has to swear to the truth, the less he's actually trusted. Then there are others who say, it's just a bad habit. I can't do anything about it. Just because something is a habit does not make it okay. Can you imagine a thief appearing before a judge and saying, yes, I know it was wrong, but I've got this problem. I just can't help it. I have to do it. I'm afraid that that's going to put him in the penitentiary for a long, long time. Our habits are connected with our heart. Out of the heart proceedeth. Those things are connected with our heart, and if our heart is clean and our heart is pure, you'll never have any problems with sin.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.